Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. We just got done talking with Brayson Boyk of Lacapra Valley Dawson Boyd track team, of course, competing at the state track meet Thursday at St. Michael Albertville. And one of his jumping coaches is Ted Albers. And Ted joins us here. Ted, you've been involved in a track team at Lacapra Valley in Applin or Milan for a long time, haven't you?
Yes. I think this is... Well, you kind of lose track of it, but I think this is about 47 years now.
47 yeah. years.
I know. It makes me an old guy. I understand. So, but that's about right. So right. Somewhere in that area.
Yeah. Are you head coach, too?
For a while back then, yes. Yeah.
Ron Kester, have you beat or about the same?
Ron is pretty close to me. He's probably got maybe a year less experience than me or maybe two. I don't know. We were talking the other day. We figured that between Ron and I, we got about somewhere between 92 years experience between the two of us, somewhere in that area. Oh. So, yeah, we're both old guys now.
That's
so.
Good. Well, it's great that you're still helping the young kids out here. And let's talk about Brayson in the high jump.
Well, he's a pretty specially gifted person, I'll tell you. He's... Well, besides having the natural talent, oh my, does he work hard at this. He is a very hard worker. And I know throughout the other seasons that he does, you know, basketball, I know he works hard there and in football, whatever. So, yeah, he's really a joy to work with.
Good.
Yeah.
And he qualified in a high jump. Talk about that in Pipestone last week.
Yes, he did. What the section does is they send the top two jumpers to the state meet. And he actually was third, but there is a state standard, and that was 6-1. Now, the state standard is, I believe the way they figured that out, that's the average fifth place, time, distance, height, whatever event you're talking about. For, I believe that's over the last 5 years. Now, it might be 10 years. I don't remember exactly. But the state standard was 6-1, and he jumped that in the subsection. And then, of course, he jumped that down in Pipestone. And then he went on to jump 6-2, which is really, really good. I know he had three really good attempts at 6'3". Just barely nicked it with his legs down by his ankles there, whatever. So, but he was definitely well over the bar there. So, but I guess it's one of those that he hasn't jumped that high before, so he's got to have his timing down just a little bit more. But boy, you don't count him out of nothing right now.
What is the key to a good high jump then? The approach, the speed, or?
Oh, it's a combination of things. When we go through that, when we work on that stuff, everything is measured out, measure from the middle of the jumping pad out to one side or the other, depending whether you jump off your left foot or right foot, and then you measure back from that, and that gives them their starting point, and then you work on the steps, of course, coming in there, work on their posture. So when they jump, they're ready to go jump up in the air and not to the side where they would jump into the bar, or leaning too far away where they wouldn't make it into the pit, and some other things like that. So it's a combination of a number of things, and then the form over the bar where they put their chin over by their shoulder and when they tuck their chin back and things. There's a number of things to do there, but he's got her down pretty good.
Good. And he's young.
Oh, yeah.
That's good to see.
I wonder how many ninth graders actually around the whole doggone state would be in his category. I don't expect there's very many that would be in that category.
That's right. Well, the best of luck to you and Brayson, at the state track meet.
Thank you. Yep. Thanks. Right. Hopefully we got a good report to return to.
There we go.
So.
All right. Thanks, Ted.
Oh, you're welcome.
Ted Albers, assistant track coach at Lacapra Valley Dawson Boyd.